Hello, lesson eight, part one. This will be brief. I think I'm always promising that, but I often keep my promise. Okay, so I think this week we should first of all exchange progress reports again. If any of you have been experimenting with your programs, your putting together of the films, maybe you could share what you've discovered. I think, giving part of, our group work as a whole is sharing what we find out. I think we should start thinking about a title for the whole film, because then once you have put together things in groups, we're going to put the whole thing together. Maybe I will do that, or maybe a group of you will do that. So we want a title. I don't know, I've had a couple of, we could also think of doing this in a way which respects what we would have done if we'd been in class, which would have been that we would have involved some other groups, the third year groups traditionally. I mean, some of you have participated as third years. And yesterday I was telling the other teachers about how well you'd all worked on this course, about how we'd, really, or you in particular, have risen to the challenge of having to do a course like this in these conditions, and I was describing exactly what we'd done, and everybody was very impressed. And then I mentioned the film, and John Gilbert immediately said, "Oh, what about us? Can we be in the film? Because of course we usually invite the teachers as well." So I'm wondering if we could also, have a part in which we insert something done by the third years. I have some really nice work from the Dialects of the City psychogeography work. I've got an animation film done by one student who'd never done one ever before. And I just read in the book project, which some of you in this class did the Dialects of the City course, and so when you were asked in groups to write a book about the city in separate chapters, and I have one chapter which is about the city in this emergency, so the empty city, and one of the chapters focuses on a homeless person, and it's done pretty well. And I think this could be inserted in our film. I think it would be really nice, but I think you should give me your feedback. I don't want to complicate things, but I did promise the other teachers that when we have this film, we're going to share it. We're going to share it with other students, just as we usually share our performance. We could have a bigger audience. I think you should all start jotting down what order you see here, how we could present this, how we could put together the different things. I've just lost my train of thoughts. I had another idea that was important. But I'll get it back, okay. So things to think about, things we can discuss and get some ideas. Okay, the other thing is that I think we should have a bit of fun. I think actually with this phase two coming up, I think we are all quite disappointed in a way that we don't see big changes, and there's still this enormous uncertainty. And so I think we need to lighten things up as much as possible. We need to have fun. And so we're going to do some fun exercises together. Those of you who don't have a PC with a camera and a microphone and are using your mobile phones, can you try and work out a system where you have your mobile phone propped up in some way so you can do something with your whole body? Because at this time I'd like even to do some stretching exercises. I thought it was great today. We had this video conference to do the hot seats, and I thought it was great. I was very happy to see Kuitime, for example, outside. I don't know if it was the terrace or the garden or whatever. So if you can get outside in any way, that I think, if you can manage it, okay. Don't worry if you can't. But let's try and get outside. Let's hope it's not raining on Thursday. And I want to try starting with a few stretching exercises. Stretching exercises are great. I just had an email from a friend in the United States whose mother is 101, and she's obviously, my friend, is having quite a difficult time. And she was saying that she's doing stretching exercises with her mum, and that as well as physically, which is obviously helping her mum physically, it's also helping her mum mentally, because obviously at 101, her mum is losing her short-term memory, et cetera, et cetera. But doing a few gentle stretching exercises is good for our brains. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit. I mean, we did a little bit last lesson because we had our dancers showing us their exercises, but we were mainly using our hands and arms. So I think we're going to do something. We're going to do some bending. It will be great. And then, okay, I've thought of a good activity. It's one in our warm-up exercises, the I Had a Dream. Okay, I'm going to write out a sheet again of the exercise. I may think of up something even more evil for you, but anyway, I'm going to give you all a temporary character, okay, not the characters that you've been playing. So I'm going to tell you who you are. And we're going to start with one person, and they're going to say, I had a dream last night, speaking in their character. They're going to tell the dream. I'm going to think of a way in which I interrupt that person. And the next person in their character continues the dream. Okay. So that's one idea. As I say, I'll think of a few more and we'll do these. If any of you, I'm going to put this up now, okay, if any of you have any bright ideas, because some of you have done theatre groups, if you have bright ideas, write to me, suggest them. You can suggest them on the day itself, okay, but maybe it's better to be a little bit prepared. And I think that's all for now. If I remember the thing that I wanted to say, that slipped my mind. I didn't write any notes before this. When I've managed maybe to have another walk in the rain, some more ideas will come. But anyway, let's be as positive as we can. And let's hope for a few positive changes, okay, to our lives. Okay, that's all for now. Bye-bye.